What if I told you the real hero of Star Wars wasn't in front of the camera, but behind it? Meet Marcia Lucas.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele, feeling feisty today on Truth Amplified. Look, mate, I love a good legend, but today we're talking about the woman who turned a pile of space footage into a god-tier movie, Marcia Bloody Lucas. Respect where it's due.
All right, let's get into it. Marcia starts in 1964 as an apprentice film librarian at Sandler Films, hired through a California State Employment Office. No silver spoon, no Hollywood uncle. She hauls film cans, learns fast, and is promoted to assistant editor by around age 20, then completes an 8-year Editors Guild apprenticeship. That's the grind, mate. She cuts promos and trailers. You learn pace or you die. You've got minutes to make people care. She mastered tension, rhythm, and payoff. That trailer muscle shows up later when she's calibrating life or death in a trench run.
Then comes Verna Fields, legend.
Fields pulls her onto Journey to the Pacific and puts her in the circle with USC kids like George Lucas. That's the door. She assists on THX 1138 and, yeah, she later said it left her cold. Not exactly a hug of a movie. But the skill set builds. American Graffiti hits. Universal has Verna rough cut, then Marcia steps in to carry it home with George and Walter Murch. Bang. An Oscar nomination for editing. Back in my day, people had fucking standards. This is one of those times.
That work gets noticed. Martin Scorsese sees it and goes, yes, please. She cuts Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, then Taxi Driver, then New York, New York. That is not a small leap. That is rage, romance, jazz, and trauma on the timeline. She's shaping performance, not wallpapering shots. Editors don't just glue footage. The good ones conduct the damn orchestra.
All that momentum leads to Star Wars. Jesus Christ, what a saga.
George hires John Jimpson first. It's not clicking. Documentary shooting style needs hard, surgical editing. Mid-1976, Jimpson's out, and George brings in Marcia. She tackles the Battle of Yavin in 8 weeks, sifting roughly 40,000 feet of pilot dialogue. She lays down a structure that actually makes sense. Cockpit close-ups, radio chatter that feels like nerves crackling, clear geography, rising stakes. Meanwhile, Richard Chu and Paul Hirsch jump in too. Team effort, sure, but that finale's pulse, that last-second timing, that's Marcia's fingerprints all over it.
But she did more than cut film. She pushed story choices. In late script stages, Obi-Wan was living. She advocates for the sacrificial death so he can guide Luke as the spirit. George had been considering it. She drives it home for emotional clarity. And when they test the cut, she tells George flat out, if the audience doesn't cheer when Han Solo roars back in, the picture doesn't work. That's the editor as first audience. Steven Spielberg trusted her logic too. After a Raiders rough cut, she said, where the hell is Marion at the end? We need emotional closure. They shoot it. It lands. And on Return of the Jedi, George himself said she focused on the dying and crying scenes, the heart work. Mark Hamill praised her. John Milius called her one of the best editors he knew. That's not fan fiction. That's the room talking.
Did she deserve more credit for Star Wars than she got?
Hell yeah. People call her the secret weapon. SF Gate ran with that label years later. She downplayed it and gave George the universe, the names, the big ideas. Fine. But editors co-author the movie you actually feel. Without her, that trench run is noise, not music. Without her note on Obi-Wan, Luke's arc loses mythic weight. Without that hand timing, your seat doesn't levitate. I swear, the way this industry hides editors is a crime. We put directors on magazine covers and shove the people who save the film into a line of tiny names. Unbelievable, but not surprising.
Personal tangent, because why not? Back in college radio, I once nuked an entire episode by accident. Gone. Poof. I had one night to rebuild it from raw takes. I'm stitching breath, shaving silences, moving a story beat 3 seconds earlier so a joke actually lands. The panic. The coffee, the midnight sweats. and when it clicked, the difference felt like flipping from static to signal. Editing is the bloodstream. You don't notice it when it's healthy. You only notice when the heart stops.
Moving on, before I break something, Marcia steps back in 1978 to focus on family. She helps shape the vibe of Lucasfilm spaces, the Egg Company interiors, touches at Skywalker Ranch. Dark greens, wood, antique desks, not sterile corporate cubes. Craft energy. She and George adopt Amanda in 1981. They divorce in 1983. Reports say around $50 million changed hands, but records are private, so take it as reported, not gospel. She keeps a low profile, produces a couple of small projects in the 1990s, and later speaks her mind about Star Wars directions. The Phantom Menace age gap between Anakin and Padme, the sequel trilogy killing Han and Luke, and offering no clear map for Rey's powers. People got mad. I heard clarity. She's consistent. If the emotions don't track, the audience won't either.
And now the part that hits hard. Marcia Lucas died of cancer in May 2026 at her home in Rancho Mirage. She was 80. That's a life that shook the screen, mate. But I'm pissed that so many only learned her name from obits. Give people their flowers while they can still smell them. She won the Oscar for Star Wars with Chew and Hirsch. She helped Scorsese carve character. She made space battles sing and love stories land. That's the good shit right there. Hollywood, credit your editors. Credit your women. Grow a spine. Fuck the polite shrug that writes people out of their own work.
Marcia, respect where it's due. You found the heartbeat in the noise and turned it up to 11. Listeners, next time you cheer at a movie, ask yourself who cut that moment to rip your chest open. Learn their names. And yeah, drop your hot takes if you disagree. I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them. All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful, and come back tomorrow for more truth bombs on Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele.